Who supported urban renewal? City officials, the white business community, hired consultants, and the black elites supported urban renewal. But one important voice was missing from the table, the working class black people whose community was on the line.
This 1960 photo shows five white men dressed in suits looking at a map. They are all members of the Durham Urban Redevelopment Commission.
City of Durham. The city of Durham was the most powerful decision maker at the table. City officials were eager to receive large amounts of money from the federal government, which was earmarked for demolition and clearance of so-called blighted areas. City officials believed they, not the poor themselves, had the solution to the problems facing poor neighborhoods. Tear it all down and start over.
White business community. White business interests were enthusiastic about building a freeway to relieve congestion downtown and connect to the newly planned Research Triangle Park. They also saw opportunities for private development in the clearance areas and projected an increase in the city's tax base.
Durham has joined an ever-growing group of American cities which are endeavoring to convert slums and blighted areas into attractive residential, commercial, and industrial areas. This is a quote from Roy Winslick & Company, St. Louis-based economic consultants, in a report for the city of Durham in 1961.
Black leaders. The city made three big promises to the black community: new housing, new commercial development, and major infrastructure improvements in black neighborhoods. Most of working class black people knew little about urban renewal or how it would impact their lives, but voted in a block with the Durham Committee on Negro Affairs. When urban renewal went to public vote in a bond referendum, over 90% of black people voted in support.
This photo shows a meeting of the Durham Committee on Negro Affairs. In the 1960s, black people in Durham voted together in a block to maximize their political influence. Guided by the advice of the Durham Committee on Negro Affairs, DNCA, the DNCA strongly advocated in favor of the urban renewal bond referendum in 1963. Believing it would bring long overdue investment to black neighborhoods.